My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, is Brandon Ayuk on the market or not? And would you be interested if he were? We will give you a chance to weigh in coming up this hour. Joining us right now from... San Francisco, the Bay Area's 95.7 The Game is Evan Giddings. Evan can be followed on X on Twitter at Evan A. Giddings, G-I-D-D-I-N-G-S. He is a host on 95.7 The Game. He also does 49ers pregame and Warriors pre and post. And by the way, tweeted out last night the most boring NBA Finals I've ever watched. Yeah, we went through that, Evan, in the first hour of the show. I'm a big NBA guy, and I love the NBA playoffs. And even I, you know, after 2 months, it was – the finals were just like the rest of it. It was without drama. Look, you've lived the drama so many times out there with some great playoff series and great playoff runs and teams that were more fun to watch. But was that more or less the way you thought, or it's just, you know – for the first time in a while, you know, we weren't a part of it, meaning the Warriors.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And the Warriors does have something to do with it, but I think just as a general lover of the NBA like yourself, there was nothing compelling about it. The most intriguing storyline of the NBA Finals, I don't know how you felt about it, but was who was going to win NBA Finals MVP. And that, for me as an average fan, is just not enough to get hooked. Was I glad that a former Cal local guy, Jaylen Brown, got the MVP trophy? Yes. But overall, the finals, I don't think there's anything more boring in sports than a gentleman's sweep, especially when it's Goliath that's just shellacking David. And from that standpoint, it was a snooze fest. And so I'm glad that we got to sleep on it, and now we can turn the page.
You know, you just reminded me, Denton, Jaylen Brown played on the Cal team that Maryland beat to go to the Sweet 16, which was Turgeon's only, actually, they beat 2016.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the story around here today, which is the Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels conversation. I'm assuming you guys have talked about it as well. Let's just start before we get to what you think will happen with what the current situation is with Ayuk in contract discussions with the 49ers. Where are they on that? We've read reports that they've stalled, but how interested are the Niners in keeping Ayuk?
I think they're interested in keeping Ayuk, but keeping Ayuk at their number. And I think they have reason to believe that they don't have to budge. I don't think that this is a situation like Deebo Samuel 2 summers ago or like Nick Bosa last summer, where those two players in their respective seasons had, I think, a lot more leverage than Ayuk does right now. So I thought it was very interesting. And, of course, you guys have covered it as well. Yesterday, the TikTok video from Ayuk's personal channel of his conversation with Jaden Daniels, your quarterback, and I think it is fascinating how much juice there was this offseason up until yesterday for Washington. But now, to me, if you're looking at the contenders for a potential Brandon Ayuk trade, Washington, in my opinion, just skyrocketed to the top of the charts. And so the question is, how do they feel about him? I think there's a lot of connections between the two sides. And if Brandon Ayuk decides he's a little peeved and he feels like the Niners won't give him the money that he duly deserves, well, then go ahead and move me. I might be out east. I'm going to move to the NFC East.
Evan, if I'm a 49ers guy, I want to win a Super Bowl, and I'm not getting rid of Brandon getting a fourth, because it's probably going to be something in that general neighborhood, given that the team that acquires him is going to have to pay him. I think he's a great player. What do you think?
I think Brandon Ayuk is a great player too, but I also think that there's a lot of great players, or players that could be great, in Kyle Shanahan's system. For example, if Washington was willing to potentially move off of someone like Terry McLaurin, you figure you don't want to pay him after next season because he's due for big pay grade, he's going to be on, you know, the year mark, well, then maybe that's someone you would like to involve in that. I think Terry McLaurin could be incredible in the 49ers system. But in Apprat, coming off a near Super Bowl win, you get that standpoint, I do agree with you that you have to do everything in your power to give him what he wants. Of course, the looming money bag next summer is Brock Purdy. So if you feel like Brock Purdy is your quarterback for the future, you do feel like he can put you in a position like he did last year to challenge for a Super Bowl. Well, not to say Brandon Ayuk isn't a great player, but does he become expendable? I think that's the question that everyone right now in Santa Clara is trying to answer, because neither side appears close to a contract and neither side appears willing to budge.
Do you think he would want to go? I mean, it certainly appeared that way in this conversation with, you know, a guy that he is very good friends with. They played together at Arizona State. They've maintained that friendship. I mean, during the pre-draft process, Jaden talked about how Brandon was a guy that he reached out and got advice from. And, you know, they're friends. Would Ayuk want to get dealt? I guess he wants to get paid more than anything else. But, you know, it seems like this is a good fit for him in Kyle's scheme with Kittle and with Debo and McCaffrey. Everybody eats.
Everyone does eat, and I think that's also part of the problem. Something that leaked out after the Super Bowl, I believe it was from Brandon Ayuk's significant other, but it was about how he wasn't featured enough, about how they didn't get him the ball enough. That's something, for example, in Washington, I don't think he'd necessarily have to deal with. Number one, because he'd be featured more, but number two, because he has also a quarterback there that doesn't have to distribute the ball potentially as much. If I'm Brandon Ayuk, I don't want to go anywhere, and I don't want to go anywhere for two reasons. Number one, you're competing every year for a Super Bowl. The NFC right now is open season for everybody except arguably the San Francisco 49ers, and I would say the Detroit Lions, and then the Philadelphia Eagles to some extent. But it is the Niners conference, and I don't want to go anywhere if it gives me an opportunity to challenge for a Super Bowl. The second reason is I do think that they're willing to offer him a requisite, a compensatory amount of money. I do think they want to compensate him for what he did and what he has done his first four seasons. The question is, does he think he's a $30 million wide receiver? Because if he does, I think he's going to have to go elsewhere to prove it. If he doesn't,
well, what would they give him? Would they give him the Waddle deal, which is 28?
I think right now they're leaning more towards Devontae Smith, which is 25. And the number that everybody is throwing around right now is Devontae's at 25 and Amon-Ra, who's at 28 and a half. I think Ayuk sees himself as Amon-Ra St. Brown. The 49ers right now see him closer to being Devontae Smith, and that's where the disagreement is.
We are talking to Evan Giddings. Evan is with 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. What kind of guy is Brandon Ayuk? These are the things that, you know, for years here in D.C., the former regime didn't care about personality or culture, but this group does. Would he fit in to Washington's new culture with Adam Peters as the new GM? What kind of guy has he been as a teammate, as a leader, et cetera?
I think he checks every single box. It's another reason why the Niners really want to keep him, is because I think he's a culture fit. He is one of the very rare wide receivers that can command a lot of money, but doesn't make it about him. He has one of the fewest diva qualities, I'll put it, of any receiver that is I've had a chance to cover and that has come through San Francisco. I also think having Adam Peters in the building helps a lot. They're very familiar with each other. I think having his former boy from ASU, Jaden Daniels, also helps a lot. that would make him comfortable. So from a personality standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, I think Ayuk checks every single box. Also because there aren't many wide receivers that I know, Kev, that are willing to block at the level that Brandon Ayuk is. And that to
excellent
me is a
blocker.
Sign that goes back to Larry Fitzgerald, that'll go back to Hines Ward. Not that he's a Hall of Fame caliber receiver, but willing to do those little things is a big piece of it in my mind that demonstrates we over me. And so I would say Ayuk checks those boxes from that standpoint.
I think one of the most impressive things about watching the 49ers, Jennings in particular, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, every receiver blocks. I don't know if anybody blocks as well as Juwan Jennings. I mean, you follow that team. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but those receivers all block.
And they have to. I mean, because the offense runs through the older brother of one of your newest wide receivers, yeah. And their last name being McCaffrey. So everything runs through him. And if you're going to get the ball, you're going to have to block for the guy behind you first. And I do think it's very interesting that Kyle Shanahan has all of these money issues, and John Lynch, of course, all these money issues with wide receivers, potentially paying $20 to $25 million to $30 million to someone like Ayuk on top of Debo when the entire offense is built around the running game. So I think that's another reason why Ayuk would also be able to flourish in Washington. It does appear to me the way they're moving it towards a more pass-first offense as opposed to run-first like San Francisco.
Well, and let's not forget for our group here, they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, the receiver from Florida. Yep. They've got a first-round wide receiver on the roster. All right, let's go to what you think will happen. Do you think that he's legitimately going that there's a chance that he could get traded? Also, what we haven't talked about is Debo's got 2 years left on his current deal. He isn't as healthy consistently, but he's obviously more versatile. But give me your thoughts on, you know, will both of them be on the roster in 2 years, or is one of them going to get dealt, and is that guy Ayuk?
If I had to bet, Ayuk is the one that stays. Debo Samuel is the one that goes. However, I will say this. If there was a player over the last three seasons of the marquee status of Brandon Ayuk, again, Samuel, Bosa, Ayuk, of those three, I feel the strongest that Ayuk is being dealt or moved of the three. I never felt like Bosa was going anywhere. I never felt like Samuel was going anywhere coming off the seasons that they had. I do think it is much closer to Brandon Ayuk as a San Francisco 49er beyond this season, just because of what you mentioned. There is not enough leverage for him to command the money that I believe that he wants, because the Niners can say, you're not the focal point of our offense. We just drafted your replacement potentially in the future. And if you walk, we still have a very good wide receiver in Debo Samuel that can lead this group. So Brandon Ayuk, I think they eventually come to terms because they want to put their best foot forward to win a Super Bowl. However, I do think it is very possible that Brandon Ayuk gets traded, and I would say that Washington is a place that I would look because of all the relationships, because of what Ayuk has to both their quarterback room but also their front office.
Who else would be, because I think there would be multiple teams, and what do you think ultimately would be the compensation?
So the other teams that we've heard linked to Ayuk, obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers were a big team on draft night.
Right.
Jacksonville was there as well, but they've sort of fallen off the board. A team that's popped up that I think is an interesting fit would be the Los Angeles Chargers, just because they moved off of two $20 million wide receivers this offseason, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. I guess they'd have to pay Brandon Ayuk, which was the issue in the first place with those two wideouts, but maybe because he's younger, they'd be willing to invest in him. Potentially the New England Patriots, so I think at $45 million in cap space and are in need of a number one alongside. Those are all teams that I could see Brandon Ayuk being traded to. I think the 49ers, though, are a little bit sticklers. It's kind of the penny-pinching aspect that applies to their players, I think also applies to trades, which is they don't want to move off of him for something less than a first-round pick. And I think these teams, so if someone was willing to pony up for a future first, potentially, I think it happens very quickly. But like you mentioned, a second and a fourth, I think if there's a player also that comes back that might be able to cushion that deal a bit, if the 49ers find themselves in a position where they can get an immediate replacement for Ayuk along with, I would say, a top three round pick, in my mind, that would be heavily considered. But again, at the end of the day, I think they value Ayuk more than what will be coming back. And that's why they're hoping that he agrees to the report was a $26 million deal. I think they're still waiting to see if he says yes to that.
All right. Last one. off this subject, even though we're going to come back to it. So do you think Brock Purdy's the answer, and do you think the organization does, and will he get paid after next year?
I have my doubts about if Brock Purdy's the answer, but I can tell you the San Francisco 49ers do, and that's really all that matters. And I think when you see Trevor Lawrence get 200 a day, you know, Brock Purdy's somewhere sitting on his couch grinning like the Grinch on Christmas Day. Like, it is just curling from side to side because he sees that check continue to go up and up and up to the point where I think that Brock Purdy is going to get the largest pay raise in the history, making barely $1 million, if that, by the end of his rookie deal. And he's got to be a $50 million quarterback. Like, whether you believe that he is the answer or not, this guy's going to get $50 million just because his resume says that he should compared to that he is competing in. Do I think that Brock Purdy is a Super Bowl caliber winning quarterback? I'd have to pause a little bit. I think the Niners are a Super Bowl team, but Brock Purdy, to me, still has yet to prove it. He's proven everything else, but he still has yet to prove that he can perform in the biggest game. I think the Niners are willing to pay to see that happen, though.
Do you think, Evan, that, you know, the proverbial window is starting to close on getting this done and winning one, given maybe the age of some of the players? I think of Trent Williams. Trent's got to be 34, 35 now, something like that. It's open for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Trent Williams is 35 now at this point. So, you know, however long he wants to play is however long the Niners are willing to give him. I think that the window to me, and it's interesting looking around the rest of the NFL, because the windows start to close. Obviously, the Chiefs have bucked that trend for various obvious reasons. But I do think that when you have to pay an individual player the amount of money that, say, Brock Purdy or any franchise quarterback, frankly, has to command, it limits your options elsewhere. And when you start to look at who the Niners have paid and where they have big money wrapped up in, individuals. And although those players are young, you're right. When the elder statesmen begin to move on, and then they're being overpaid, your window begins to shrink. I think this is the final year that the Niners have the best chance to win a Super Bowl, because last year, everything aligned. It was like an eclipse, and everything in the playoffs moved in their direction. I think that the Chiefs, and that was the weakest Chiefs team of the one that had won Super Bowls, and the Niners still couldn't get it done. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, I do think the window is closing. The question, Kyle Shanahan, keep it open? And more importantly, how long can Brock Purdy keep it open? I think that is the question, or the answer to the question.
And your comment about, you know, rookie quarterback contracts, it's true when Kyle Shanahan is your head coach. And by the way, the quarterback's not bad, at the very least, not bad. Anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Evan, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. Evan Giddings, everybody, from 95.7. The game. So he doesn't think ultimately it'll happen, but he's 50-50 if somebody gets dealt that it would be Brandon Ayuk. The question is really simple, and phone lines are now open at 301-230-0980. If the 49ers do trade Brandon Ayuk, and you've got to give up, let's just say, a second and a fourth round pick, and you've got to pay him, you know, roughly in the neighborhood of $28 million a year, which would put him in the top five, right around the top five, would you do it? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I would check all the boxes on all the intangible stuff because I wasn't sure about that, didn't know for sure, had never heard anything to the contrary. Our rookie quarterback, another guy to go with Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin would not be a part of the deal, by the way, going back to the Niners. This would be second round pick, maybe add a mid-round pick to that second. Tear up his current deal, which has 1 year left, under contract for, say, the next 5 years at roughly $28 million, somewhere around there. Big, big wide receiver deal. Big, big wide receiver talent. Would you do it? Yes or no? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Free and live on the Odyssey app.
And the Celtics win their 18th NBA title with a 106 over Dallas to take it in five games. It's Celtics' first title since 2008. Jaylen Brown was named Finals MVP. NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 tonight in Florida. Panthers looking to put the series away. Oilers looking to extend it to a game six. Puck drops at 8 on ABC. Major League Baseball, Nationals in action. They begin a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks at Nats Park. Jake Irvin on the Nats first pitch at 6:45. And in the world of golf, Roy McIlroy said that he's taken a few weeks off after what we saw on Sunday, him leaving the U.S. Open before congratulating Bryson DeChambeau. He says he's taken a few weeks off. You'll see everybody again when the tour comes to Scotland. And that's what's trending.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, is Brandon Ayuk on the market or not? And would you be interested if he were? We will give you a chance to weigh in coming up this hour. Joining us right now from... San Francisco, the Bay Area's 95.7 The Game is Evan Giddings. Evan can be followed on X on Twitter at Evan A. Giddings, G-I-D-D-I-N-G-S. He is a host on 95.7 The Game. He also does 49ers pregame and Warriors pre and post. And by the way, tweeted out last night the most boring NBA Finals I've ever watched. Yeah, we went through that, Evan, in the first hour of the show. I'm a big NBA guy, and I love the NBA playoffs. And even I, you know, after 2 months, it was the finals were just like the rest of it. It was without drama. Look, you've lived the drama so many times out there with some great playoff series and great playoff runs and teams that were more fun to watch. But was that more or less the way you thought, or it's just, you know, for the first time in a while, you know, we weren't a part of it, meaning the Warriors?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And the Warriors does have something to do with it, but I think just as a general lover of the NBA like yourself, there was nothing compelling about it. The most intriguing storyline of the NBA Finals, I don't know how you felt about it, but was who was going to win NBA Finals MVP. And that, for me, as an average fan, is just not enough to get hooked. Was I glad that a former Cal local guy, Jaylen Brown, got the MVP trophy? Yes. But overall, the Finals, I don't think there's anything more boring in sports than a gentleman's sweep, especially when it's Goliath that's just shellacking David. And from that standpoint, it was a snooze fest, and so I'm glad that we got to sleep on it, and now we can turn the page.
You know, you just reminded me, Denton, Jaylen Brown played on the Cal team that Maryland beat to go to the Sweet 16, which was Turgeon's only – actually, they beat 2016.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the story around here today, which is the Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels conversation. I'm assuming you guys have talked about it as well. Let's just start before we get to what you think will happen with what the current situation is with Ayuk in contract discussions with the 49ers. Where are they on that? We've read reports that they've stalled, but how interested are the Niners in keeping Ayuk?
I think they're interested in keeping Ayuk, but keeping Ayuk at their number. And I think they have reason to believe that they don't have to budge. I don't think that this is a situation like Deebo Samuel 2 summers ago, or like Nick Bosa last summer, where those two players in their respective seasons had, I think, a lot more leverage than Ayuk does right now. So I thought it was very interesting, and of course you guys have covered it as well. Yesterday, the TikTok video from Ayuk's personal channel of his conversation with Jaden Daniels, your quarterback, and I think it is fascinating how much juice there was this offseason up until yesterday for Washington. But now, to me, if you're looking at the contenders for a potential Brandon Ayuk trade, Washington, in my opinion, just skyrocketed to the top of the charts. And so the question is, how do they feel about him? I think there's a lot of connections between the two sides. And if Brandon Ayuk decides he's a little peeved and he feels like the Niners won't give him the money that he duly deserves, well, then go ahead and move me. I might be out east. I'm going to move to the NFC East.
Evan, if I'm a 49ers guy, I want to win a Super Bowl, and I'm not getting rid of Brandon Ayuk in a fourth, because it's probably going to be something in that general neighborhood, given that the team that acquires him is going to have to pay him. I think he's a great player. What do you think?
I think Brandon Ayuk is a great player too, but I also think that there's a lot of great players, or players that could be great, in Kyle Shanahan's system. For example, if Washington was willing to potentially move off of someone like Terry McLaurin, you figure you don't want to pay him after next season because he's due for big pay grade, he's going to be on, you know, the year mark, well, then maybe that's someone you would like to involve in that. I think Terry McLaurin could be incredible in the 49ers system. But in Africa, coming off a near Super Bowl win, you get that standpoint, I do agree with you that you have to do everything in your power to give him what he wants. Of course, the looming money bag next summer is Brock Purdy. So if you feel like Brock Purdy is your quarterback for the future, you do feel like he can put you in a position like he did last year to challenge for a Super Bowl. Well, not to say Brandon Ayuk isn't a great player, but does he become expendable? I think that's the question that everyone right now in Santa Clara is trying to answer, because neither side appears close to a contract and neither side appears willing to budge.
Do you think he would want to go? I mean, it certainly appeared that way in this conversation with, you know, a guy that he is very good friends with. They played together at Arizona State. They've maintained that friendship. I mean, during the pre-draft process, Jaden talked about how Brandon was a guy that he reached out and got advice from. And, you know, they're friends. Would Ayuk want to get dealt? I guess he wants to get paid more than anything else. But, you know, it seems like this is a good fit for him in Kyle's scheme with Kittle and with Debo and McCaffrey. Everybody eats.
Everyone does eat, and I think that's also part of the problem. Something that leaked out after the Super Bowl, I believe it was from Brandon Ayuk's significant other, but it was about how he wasn't featured enough, about how they didn't get him the ball enough. That's something, for example, in Washington, I don't think he'd necessarily have to deal with. Number one, because he'd be featured more, but number two, because he has also a quarterback there that doesn't have to distribute the ball potentially as much. If I'm Brandon Ayuk, I don't want to go anywhere, and I don't want to go anywhere for two reasons. Number one, you're competing every year for a Super Bowl. The NFC right now is open season for everybody except arguably the San Francisco 49ers, and I would say the Detroit Lions, and then the Philadelphia Eagles to some extent. But it is the Niners conference, and I don't want to go anywhere if it gives me an opportunity to challenge for a Super Bowl. The second reason is I do think that they're willing to offer him a compensatory amount of money. I do think they want to compensate him for what he did and what he has done his first four seasons. The question is, does he think he's a $30 million wide receiver? Because if he does, I think he's going to have to go elsewhere to prove it. If he doesn't,
well, what would they give
acquiesce,
him? Would they give him the Waddle deal, which is 28?
I think right now they're leaning more towards Devontae Smith, which is 25. And the number that everybody is throwing around right now is Devontae's at 25 and Amon-Ra, who's at 28.5. I think Ayuk sees himself as Amon-Ra St. Brown. The 49ers right now see him closer to being Devontae Smith, and that's where the disagreement is.
We are talking to Evan Giddings. Evan is with 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. What kind of guy is Brandon Ayuk? These are the things that, you know, for years here in D.C., the former regime didn't care about personality or culture, but this group does. Would he fit in to Washington's new culture with Adam Peters as the new GM? What kind of guy has he been as a teammate, as a leader, et cetera?
I think he checks every single box. It's another reason why the Niners really want to keep him, is because I think he's a culture fit. He is one of the very rare wide receivers that can command a lot of money, but doesn't make it about him. He is one of the, I guess, the fewest diva qualities, I'll put it, of any receiver that is, I've had a chance to cover and that has come through San Francisco. I also think having Adam Peters in the building helps a lot. They're very familiar with each other. I think having his former boy from ASU, Jaden Daniels, also helps a lot. That would make him comfortable. So from a personality standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, I think Ayuk checks every single box. Also because there aren't many wide receivers that I know, Kev, that are willing to block at the level that Brandon Ayuk is. And that to
excellent
me is a
blocker.
Sign that goes back to Larry Fitzgerald, that'll go back to Hines Ward. Not that he's a Hall of Fame caliber receiver, but willing to do those little things is a big piece of it in my mind that demonstrates we over me. And so I would say Ayuk checks those boxes from that standpoint.
I think one of the most impressive things about watching the 49ers, Jennings in particular, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, every receiver blocks. I don't know if anybody blocks as well as Juwan Jennings. I mean, you follow that team. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but those receivers all block.
And they have to. I mean, because the offense runs through the older brother of one of your newest wide receivers, yeah. And that last name being McCaffrey. So everything runs through him, and if you're going to get the ball, you're going to have to block for the guy behind you first. And I do think it's very interesting that Kyle Shanahan has all of these money issues, and John Lynch, of course, all these money issues with wide receivers, potentially paying $20 to $25 million to $30 million to someone like Ayuk on top of Debo when the entire offense is built around the running game. So I think that's another reason why Ayuk would also be able to flourish in Washington. It does appear to me the way they're moving it towards a more pass-first offense as opposed to run-first like San Francisco.
Well, and let's not forget, for our group here, they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, the receiver from Florida. Yep. They've got a first-round wide receiver on the roster. All right, let's go to what you think will happen. Do you think that he's legitimately going, that there's a chance that he could get traded? Also, what we haven't talked about is Debo's got 2 years left on his current deal. He isn't as healthy consistently, but he's obviously more versatile. But give me your thoughts on, you know, will both of them be on the roster in 2 years, or is one of them going to get dealt, and is that guy Ayuk?
If I had to bet, Ayuk is the one that stays. Debo Samuel is the one that goes. However, I will say this. If there was a player over the last three seasons of the marquee status of Brandon Ayuk, again, Samuel, Bosa, Ayuk, of those three, I feel the strongest that Ayuk is being dealt or moved of the three. I never felt like Bosa was going anywhere. I never felt like Samuel was going anywhere coming off the seasons that they had. I do think it is much closer to Brandon Ayuk as a San Francisco 49er beyond this season, just because of what you mentioned. There is not enough leverage for him to command the money that I believe that he wants, because the Niners can say, you're not the focal point of our offense. We just drafted your replacement potentially in the future. And if you walk, we still have a very good wide receiver in Debo Samuel that can lead this group. So Brandon Ayuk, I think they eventually come to terms because they want to put their best foot forward to win a Super Bowl. However, I do think it is very possible that Brandon Ayuk gets traded, and I would say that Washington is a place that I would look because of all the relationships, because of what Ayuk has to both their quarterback room but also their front office.
Who else would be, because I think there would be multiple teams, and what do you think ultimately would be the compensation?
So the other teams that we've heard linked to Ayuk, obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers were a big team on draft night.
Right.
Jacksonville was there as well, but they've sort of fallen off the board. A team that's popped up that I think is an interesting fit would be the Los Angeles Chargers, just because they moved off of two $20 million wide receivers this offseason, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. I guess they'd have to pay Brandon Ayuk, which was the issue in the first place with those two wideouts, but maybe because he's younger, they'd be willing to invest in him. Potentially the New England Patriots, so I think at $45 million in cap space and are in need of a number one alongside. Those are all teams that I could see Brandon Ayuk being traded to. I think the 49ers, though, are a little bit sticklers. It's kind of the penny-pinching aspect that applies to their players, I think also applies to trades, which is they don't want to move off of him for something less than a first-round pick, and I think these teams. So if someone was willing to pony up for a future first, potentially, I think it happens very quickly. But like you mentioned, a second and a fourth, I think if there's a player also that comes back that might be able to cushion that deal a bit. If the 49ers find themselves in a position where they can get an immediate replacement for Ayuk, along with, I would say, a top three-round pick, in my mind, that would be heavily considered. But again, at the end of the day, I think they value Ayuk more than what will be coming back, and that's why they're hoping that he agrees to the report was a $26 million deal. I think they're still waiting to see if he says yes to that.
All right. Last one off this subject, even though we're going to come back to it. So do you think Brock Purdy's the answer, and do you think the organization does, and will he get paid after next year?
I have my doubts about if Brock Purdy is the answer, but I can tell you the San Francisco 49ers do, and that's really all that matters. And I think when you see Trevor Lawrence get 200, you know, Brock Purdy's somewhere sitting on his couch grinning like the Grinch on Christmas Day. Like, it is just curling from side to side because he sees that check continue to go up and up and up to the point where I think that Brock Purdy is going to get the largest pay raise in the history, making barely $1 million, if that. By the end of his rookie deal, and he's got to be a $50 million quarterback. Like, whether you believe that he is the answer or not, this guy's going to get $50 million just because his resume says that he should compared to that he is competing in. Do I think that Brock Purdy is a Super Bowl caliber winning quarterback? I'd have to pause a little bit. I think the Niners are a Super Bowl team, but Brock Purdy, to me, still has yet to prove it. He's proven everything else, but he still has yet to prove that he can perform in the biggest game. I think the Niners are willing to pay to see that happen, though.
Do you think, Evan, that, you know, the proverbial window is starting to close on getting this done and winning one, given maybe the age of some of the players? I think of Trent Williams. Trent's got to be 34, 35 now, something like that. It's open for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Trent Williams is 35 now at this point. So, you know, however long he wants to play is however long the Niners are willing to give him. I think that the window to me, and it's interesting looking around the rest of the NFL, because the windows start to close. Obviously, the Chiefs have bucked that trend for various obvious reasons. But I do think that when you have to pay an individual player the amount of money that, say, Brock Purdy or any franchise quarterback, frankly, has to command, it limits your options elsewhere. And when you start to look at who the Niners have paid and where they have big money wrapped up in, individuals. And although those players are young, you're right. When the elder statesmen begin to move on and then they're being overpaid, your window begins to shrink. I think this is the final year that the Niners have the best chance to win a Super Bowl, because last year, everything aligned. It was like an eclipse, and everything in the playoffs moved in their direction. I think that the Chiefs, and that was the weakest Chiefs team of the one that had won Super Bowls, and the Niners still couldn't get it done. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, I do think the window is closing. The question, can Kyle Shanahan keep it open? And more importantly, how long can Brock Purdy keep it open? I think that is the question, or the answer to the question.
And your comment about, you know, rookie quarterback contracts, it's true when Kyle Shanahan is your head coach. And by the way, the quarterback's not bad, at the very least, not bad. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Evan, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. Evan Giddings, everybody, from 95.7. The game. So he doesn't think ultimately it'll happen, but he's 50-50 if somebody gets dealt that it would be Brandon Ayuk. The question is really simple, and phone lines are now open at 301-230-0980. If the 49ers do trade Brandon Ayuk, and you've got to give up, let's just say, a second and a fourth round pick, and you've got to pay him, you know, roughly in the neighborhood of $28 million a year, which would put him in the top five, right around the top five. Would you do it? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I would check all the boxes on all the intangible stuff because I wasn't sure about that, didn't know for sure, had never heard anything to the contrary. Our rookie quarterback, another guy to go with Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin would not be a part of the deal, by the way, going back to the Niners. This would be second round pick, maybe add a mid-round pick to that second. Tear up his current deal, which has 1 year left, under contract for, say, the next 5 years at roughly $28 million, somewhere around there. Big, big wide receiver deal. big, big wide receiver talent. Would you do it? Yes or no? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com, free and live on the Odyssey app.
And the Celtics win their 18th NBA title with a 106 over Dallas, taking five games. It's Celtics' first title since 2008. Jaylen Brown was named Finals MVP. NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 tonight in Florida. Panthers looking to put the series away. Oilers looking to extend it. 2A Game 6 puck drops at 8 on ABC. Major League Baseball, Nationals in action. They begin a three-game series with the Diamondbacks at Nats Park. Jake Irvin on the Nats first pitch at 6:45. And in the world of golf, Roy McIlroy said that he's taken a few weeks off after what we saw on Sunday, him leaving the U.S. Open before congratulating Bryson DeChambeau. He says he's taken a few weeks off. He'll see everybody again when the tour comes to Scotland. And that's what's trending.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.